Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, June 7th, and I am reading from the New International Version. Today we start our readings in Luke chapter 22 and verse 39, and we'll go through verse 53. Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down, and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." While he was still speaking, a crowd came up, and the man who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus asked him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" When Judas's followers saw what was going to happen, they said, "Lord, should we strike with our swords?" And one of them struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear. But Jesus answered, "No more of this." And he touched the man's ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priest, the officers of the temple guard, and the elders who had come for him, "Am I leading a rebellion that you have come with swords and clubs? Every day I was with you in the temple courts, and you did not lay a hand on me. But this is your hour when darkness reigns." And now let's move over to the book of Psalms. Today I'm reading from Psalm 23, a psalm of David. "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And now let's move over to the book of Job. Today, Job will reply to Eliphaz. Then Job replied, "Even today my complaint is bitter. His hand is heavy in spite of my groaning. If only I knew where to find him, if only I could go to his dwelling, I would state my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would find out what he would answer me and consider what he would say to me. Would he vigorously oppose me? No, he would not press charges against me. There the upright can establish their innocence before him, and there I would be delivered forever from my judge. But if I go to the east, he is not there. If I go to the west, I do not find him. When he is at work in the north, I do not see him. When he turns to the south, I catch no glimpse of him. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. My feet have closely followed his steps. I have kept to his way without turning aside. I have not departed from the commands of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily bread. But he stands alone, and who can oppose him? He does whatever he pleases. He carries out his decree against me, and many such plans he still has in store. That is why I'm terrified before him. When I think of all this, I fear him. God has made my heart faint. The Almighty has terrified me. Yet I am not silenced by the darkness, by the thick darkness that covers my face. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word. I saw the theme of darkness in each of the passages today. In Luke, Jesus says, "But this is your hour when darkness reigns." So this idea that Jesus was about to go to the cross and evil would seem to be reigning. And then we see in verse 4 of Psalm 23, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." So this reminder that if we have the promise of the presence of the Lord, even in darkness, we can be a people who do not have to fear evil. It's easier said than done, and I believe we will only conquer our fear completely when we're with the Lord. And then in Job chapter 23, this reminder that Job feels like he is in great darkness. Verse 17, "Yet I am not silenced by the darkness, by the thick darkness that covers my face." And so I want to pray today for those of us who may feel like they are in a season of darkness. And I want to ask the Lord to bring his light in our midst. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for your word, which reminds us of your goodness to us. We all love Psalm 23 and the hopefulness of the picture of you shepherding us. And so in light of those who are maybe feeling the darkness surround them, would you remind them that you are their shepherd? You are their constant companion. You are beside them even when things seem clouded. We thank you, Lord, for the promise of your presence. We thank you, Lord, even for the road to the cross, because it means it's the road to our redemption. Help us, each of us, to have the courage to take up our cross daily and to seek to do your will, which is recorded in your word. We love you and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.